I am interviewing my sister Jennifer.
Hello.
What was your first earliest memory as a child?
My first earliest memory as a child would be in elementary, where my classes would celebrate every holiday and we would decorate the classroom.
How would it look like?
It would have, depending on the holiday, for example, Halloween, we would have different colorings that students had done hanging in the wall, and we would have also decorations outside of the classroom on the door or even on our desks as well.
Are there any words of wisdom you'd like to pass on to me?
Yeah, focus on your studies so you could accomplish as much as you want to be accomplished. You'll be able to get far with all the hard work you put into now and so forth.
How would you describe yourself as a child?
I would describe myself as a curious and imaginative child. I was always curious about my surroundings as well as imagining what I could do or imagining different stories that I would like to write down.
Like?
Like superheroes and such. I would get ideas from the TV shows I would watch.
How do you describe a perfect day when you were young?
A perfect day for me would have been just being able to run around all over, mostly areas with trees and grass, and have friends over as well, running around and playing all day, or as many days as I could.
But we never brought friends over.
Well, I guess that's why a perfect day would be for me.
What's college like?
Well, college is a whole new world. Hard and challenging, yet fun and adventurous. You can do whatever you want. Well, not exactly whatever you want, but you could do more of what you enjoy. And you encounter so many different people that open whole new worlds to you. And you just, it's always an adventure somewhere, everywhere you turn.
Do you like college?
I very much enjoy it. I get to start working on my dream, working on many goals, little goals that eventually lead up to my dream. And I enjoy that very much. And my dream would be to someday live in Japan.
Do you like college?
Yes, I do.
What are the best things about college?
The best things is that I get to focus on myself more and focus on what I want to do and put all my efforts and all my time into what I want to do, what I need to do for school, and accomplishing more towards my goal. Or dream. Everybody gets to do that. Everybody has a chance to focus on themselves more, and as well as the different amount of classes you can take, which just give you so many different perspectives on life, and just getting the chance to explore new things.
What's it like being away from home?
It's nothing big. I get to focus on myself more and spend all my time and energy on myself. I do miss the home-cooked meals, but other than that, it's just, I get to start working on my independence and enjoy myself more.
Anything else you'd like to say?
Well, I just give advice to all kids that you can do whatever you want. You just gotta put your mind into it, and you also gotta put in hard effort. You just can't fly by everything so nonchalantly and just expect good things to happen out of nowhere. You have to work hard and put effort, again, as I said, put effort into your work. Because if you do that, you will result in many good things and you get to go where you want, such as grades. Work on your grades, you can get to any school you want to go to. Or get into a good school and work towards your dream to be whoever you want to be or whatever you want to do.
So tell me about high school.
Well, high school was very confusing time in teenage life. You don't know where to go, what you want to do, and there's so many other obstacles that can veer you off your path of what you really want to do, but you just don't know it yet. In high school, well, overall, I found it difficult, but no matter what was happening at home, or anything else around me. I was focused on my work, because without the focus on my work, I wouldn't have gotten into a university. I see all these other students who didn't care about school, who just act whatever and act foolishly. Yes, it was funny that, okay, they were the class clowns, but really, they weren't going anywhere because they weren't focusing themselves on their schoolwork. And in the end, some of them didn't even get to graduate on stage. There, I had so many friends that could have gone to universities, but they weren't able to because they didn't focus on school and they didn't try hard. They didn't put effort into it. And then later, and in the end, they ended up regretting that and told other people that they could have done better, but they chose not to. And what it was a result is that they couldn't get into the school they wanted to. But I did also have other friends who persevered and fought and got 4.0s and 3.5 and above and graduated with high honors and honors in high school. And that's a big accomplishment because, well, from the different backgrounds they come from, it's just anyone being able to graduate from school is a big accomplishment. Being able to get into college is another big accomplishment. It's an even bigger one. Belmont is said to be a school that's ghetto, and a lot of gangs and stuff related things happen there. But really, that was in the past. Now, it's just full of teachers who push over the limit to help their students. My college counselor would stay till 10 o'clock at night to helping seniors fill out their college applications. That's how much dedication there is. There's so many programs available there that can help get into school, different colleges, or could help you push yourselves to get to where you want to go. I was lucky enough to enter a program called Upper Bound in high school. And that really helped me because I got to take college classes there and I got to learn so much about college, which pushed me to want to go there and get to where I am now. Other schools such as Miguel Contreras or Roybal, they don't have such opportunities because they're still new schools. Belmont has been there for 90 years, so there are so many different opportunities you can get accomplished, so many different things you can get done, opportunities you can enter in. And, well, just my friends and I are living proof that you can get to where you want to go. And if you can't, well, just figure out a new plan and just keep going. Yes, it's good to have fun now, but think of the consequences of where it would lead you later on. Will it really get to where you want to go? I want to go to Japan. I have other friends that want to go to Australia and out of the country, Germany, and they're going to get there. With the determination they have, they will get there. You just got to focus and push yourself to go.